Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is voting today on a bill to help ease the baby formula shortage. It will give emergency authority to the WIC program. That means people who rely on WIC vouchers for food assistance could use them for any brand of formula and not be restricted. This as these moms in Portland, Oregon say it's been a struggle for months to get formula.
I posted on Facebook. I have my dad looking at Walmart in Mexico. I have my friends and family looking.
I've gone to four or five stores in a day looking for formula.
Gas prices jumping another 4 cents overnight. The record high for regular in the United States is now up to $4.56 a gallon. The highest prices are out west, where the statewide average in Alaska, Hawaii, Oregon, Washington, and Nevada are all over $5 a gallon. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Finland and Sweden are applying to join NATO, but Turkey's president has doubts. He's not sure about letting the two countries into the alliance as the war between Russia and Ukraine drags on. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is meeting with his Turkish counterpart today to discuss the issue. A vote too close to call. With razor-thin margins, David McCormick and Dr. Mehmet Oz fight for the lead in the Republican Senate primary in Pennsylvania. McCormick rallies supporters.
Unfortunately, we're not going to have resolution tonight, but we can see the path ahead. We can see victory ahead, and it's all because of you. So thank you, Pennsylvania.
The winner of the Republican primary will go up against John Fetterman, the Democratic primary pick in the general election this upcoming November. Meanwhile, in North Carolina, Republican Congressman Madison Cawthorn conceded to State Senator Chuck Edwards. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is lobbying to give $28 million to the FDA in the wake of the baby formula shortage amid supply chain issues and the FDA's formula recall following the death of 2 infants. Speaker Pelosi holding a press conference to talk about the bill and the shortage.
There is also some attitude in the country that there is plenty of supply. It's just not all in the right places. There must be a computer program that tells us where that is. If that is so, then let's get that moving right this minute into the mouths of babies.
The bill would address baby formula supply chains, laboratory and development methods, unsafe infant formula, fraud, and provide other workforce resources. Alaska Airlines is confirming a passenger recently died during a flight. The company announcing the unidentified passenger died Monday while on a flight from Seattle to Nashville. The passenger was removed once the plane landed at Nashville International Airport. The cause of death has not been revealed. The Westminster Dog Show is back on. The 2022 event is being held from June 18th to June 22nd at the Lyndhurst Estate in New York. The event was originally set to be held in January, but was postponed because of the Omicron surge. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Hey, do you know why we have pain at the pump? Is inflation and the threat of hyperinflation really a mystery? Well, the CEO of Crown Financial, Chuck Bentley, is going to be joining us to talk about his new book, Economic Evidence for God. He shows you God's patterns for economics, starting from a garden and the things we can do to keep our society financially healthy. Hey, Chuck, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Good day to you. It's always an honor to be on your program.
Well, we need your counsel, Chuck, because, you know, people are a little skittish, you know, as they look at what's happening with our economy. They see trends going on. You know, mortgage rates have gone through the roof. Here I say through the roof. I mean, it's relative. I mean, I remember back in the days when it was up to, you know, what, 12-14%, and got down to a low of 2%. And, you know, now we're 5% and climbing. And the natives are getting restless, and meanwhile, we see that there's a lot of job opportunities out there, but we're just kind of unsure of what's happening with the economy. What do we make of all this, Chuck?
Well, I think we are in what I would describe as a hot mess, Bill.
I'll tell you what, you have to go to school, and you don't even know how many years of education you have to go through in order to describe our economy as a hot mess. Boy, that is a real Uber Harvard term, I got to tell you.
Yeah, that's a profound economic insight, isn't it?
It really is. Go ahead.
You know, you describe the angst that people feel, and I've sort of put my finger on that angst, Bill. At least I'm trying to. And what we all sense is that we have a case of very, very poor stewardship of the national resources and wealth of one of the greatest nations that God ever allowed to exist. And that poor stewardship is leading us to the edge of a financial cliff. And we all know it. We're all watching it. And many times we just feel helpless to do anything about it. But the beginning of any solution starts with identifying the problem.
Exactly.
And the problem is we have a government that does not know how to control its spending. We have a government that believes that debt does not matter. We have a government that believes that inflation is probably in its best interest, regardless of the damage it's doing to people who have saved and set aside their own resources. Those things are causing angst, and we're all looking for a solution.
Well, this is government theft, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a form of silent theft, what mm-hmm. people call oftentimes invisible theft. It's a tax mm-hmm. that was never voted upon. Nobody voted on to take money out of your savings account, but through inflation, that's exactly what happens, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Well, and this, the thing that we come back to, you know, like you said, poor stewardship, but it starts with us, we the people. I mean, we relented and we surrendered our authority position as noted in our Constitution. Our founding fathers were brilliant in turning the org chart upside down and making we the people the kings. But here we are. I mean, history repeats itself, Chuck. The people can't help themselves. They got to have a king, you know?
Well, yeah, no doubt about it. We've abdicated to others that in many cases they have no credentials for operating a government and an economy the size and complexity of this one. And I look at some of our elected officials, and I'm not trying to throw rocks at any individual, but oftentimes they come from a background with no economic training whatsoever, mm-hmm. and they simply get their hand on the kitty or their hand in the kitty
right.
and start making financial decisions that make no sense.
Exactly.
And we need to elect people that have at a very basic level an understanding of how economics works and that they've demonstrated good stewardship in their own lives, in their own districts, in their local areas before we ask them to take responsibility for the national resources.
Well, this is one of the reasons why our founding fathers really made it mandatory that the people who came into office were God-fearing, people who studied the Word of God. Because, as my kids would say, why don't you just do what God says?
Well, exactly, Bill. And here's something that I think is a simple insight. It's going to be one of those, one that you call me out on for not being so profound today. But the truth is that good morals lead to good economies.
Yes.
Good morals equal a good economic growth. The inversion of that is corruption. Is greed, it's a lack of integrity. When all of those things are allowed to creep into an economic system, it creates what I call economic cancer. It starts to destroy resources. And so when you have a legislative body that does not believe in a moral standard that is right and wrong, that does not believe in an objective standard of truth, then you have a society that turns upside down. And that's exactly what we're experiencing. We are looking at our situation backwards. What we need to begin with is what is truth, what is good moral behavior, and allow the or expect the government to enforce a standard of truth so that we have moral behavior that can allow economic growth to continue.
Exactly. Well, as your book states, economic evidence for God, ? And you can say there's economic evidence for God being present and God not being there. And what if you have eyes to see, you're seeing the evidence of God in our economy, in an economy where God is missing. You know, as the Bible would say, when righteousness reigns, people rejoice. People aren't rejoicing very much right now, Chuck.
Well, it also says when the unrighteous are in office, then the people are groaning.
Groaning, yes, exactly.
And there is a groaning, and there's a sorrow. I live here, you live here, we feel it every day of what's happening. It's like the tide is rising, and we're wanting someone to say, how do you turn back this tide? It just seems inevitable. You mentioned inflation, Bill. The Federal Reserve has very little controls left to try to stem inflation. Hopefully, the supply chain is going to open up and normalize some of the shortages that we've seen, especially in the car markets. And we think that possibly the rise in interest rates is going to slow down some of the inflationary rate. I'm not sure. I hope that some of those things work. But we do need to be prepared because we're vulnerable to the decisions they're making because they are they're out of our control. We have to stand by and watch. The only thing we can do is control what God gave us to control, which is
Amen.
Our personal stewardship.
And at some point, and sooner than later, Chuck, to your point, we've got to stand on God's promises. And we really have to believe in that because the fact of the matter is the supply chain crisis that we have right now, for people that know better and the experts that I'm talking to, it leads me to believe that this is all contrived. They are orchestrating this. The World Economic Forum, these lever pullers that want to lead us down the road, the yellow brick road of a one world government, has a diabolical plan and agenda in mind, and this is all playing into it. So with that coming, I mean, you've got to decide, You know, you got to have that Joshua moment and decide who you're going to serve this day. Is it going to be the God who created the universe or the small g God of this world? We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A recent study indicated that less than 10% of the U.S. labor force is actually happy and fulfilled in their line of work. I'm Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. So what does it take to be happy and fulfilled? Well, first, you must enjoy what you're doing, especially when you're working 8 to 10 hours a day, right? Second, you got to have a fair chance to win. Third, we have all been blessed with God-given gifts and talents. These must be exercised and developed. Studies have shown when these three key elements are working for you, it leads to fulfillment, something that about only 10% of the U.S. labor force actually enjoys today. But what's the final piece of finding fulfillment? It's something that comes only from God, and it happens when you leverage your temporal success to serve God and others. There you will discover freedom. That's right, freedom. No one can take that away from you. For more information, check out my show, BillMartinezShow.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Chuck Bentley continues with us. He's the CEO of Crown Financial. I've known Chuck for a number of years, known of Chuck. I just always feel like whenever I talk to him, it's like I'm talking to an old friend because I've heard him on the radio for many years, the wisdom of how to deal with finances and, the whole genre. I mean, God has used him in such a... In such an incredible way that he's such a blessing, you know, to us. that, you know, listen to his wise counsel. His new book, Economic Evidence for God, you know, and as I said earlier, and this is something that I've grown to understand from this, is that, you know, there's evidence for God, yes, that he's present, and there's also evidence for God that he's not present. And so, you know, here is the rub and where we are in our culture, this battle between good and evil. And Chuck, as I was talking with other people in the past couple of weeks, it's like we're all, you know, we've got both sides at each other looking at the other saying, well, you're evil. And they're going, no, you're evil. And then this week I was thinking about, I go, you know, they said that about Jesus. The Pharisees said, no, you're evil. You know, you're of Satan. And Jesus says, no, you're of Satan. They go, well, you know, our father is Abraham. He goes, no, because if you were the sons of Abraham and you were truly sons of God, you would know who I am. And this is where we are right now in our culture, is in this war against good and evil. You know, my question to the other side is, who is your God?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And it reminds me of what the book of Thessalonians references as a great delusion, when the truth becomes a lie and a lie becomes the truth. Right. And as we said earlier, Bill, that's when culture turns upside down, when you really can't even agree on something as objective as who is a man and who is a woman. That's a frightening time. It's in a sense, it's the Lord allowing us to experience what hell on earth looks like.
Exactly.
Because when hell comes to earth, people think a lie is truth. And that's what Satan wants us to believe. And when lies spread, and they spread rapidly, and then they become a part of your culture, and other people are expected to endorse those lies, then you see the reason the Bible warns it in the end of time, that people will be deceived. Even the elect can be deceived, to
exactly.
being forced culturally and to be pressured and to be badgered into believing a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we have to cry out for God. I think one of the most valuable assets in a time of crisis is the truth.
Yes.
Because if you don't know the truth, you can't solve the real problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord talks about truth being of more value than all the gold and all the precious stones in the world, that truth is truly what we need most. And we need him the most, because he is the way and the truth. And
exactly.
you see cultural pushback to that they don't want an objective truth. They want everyone to tolerate lies except they're the most intolerant towards those who have a differing opinion.
Right, exactly. And what gets subjugated here is freedom. I mean, why did Jesus come? But that we would be set free, you know, from all these different ideologies, all of these things that, you know, compromise our identity. I mean, we're made in the image of God. To think about that, Chuck. You know, what a powerful identity that God has given us, that he has created us in his image. And the people, even in Jesus' time, they were so tied up. And here we are, you know, we just can't help ourselves. We subordinate our freedoms at great cost. And next thing you know, we abandon truth, as you say, and we buy into the lie. And then that which is good is evil. That which is evil is good. Sweet, sour, sour, sweet. Just like Isaiah said would happen, right?
Yes, absolutely, Bill. And, you know, you're reminding me of something that's just so poignant in my own heart. When right before God gave the Ten Commandments, he reminded Moses, I came and got you out from under Pharaoh. Mm-hmm. And Pharaoh thought he was a god, and he was going to oppress God's people and hold them in slavery. And God took him on, and he said, we'll see who's going to win this battle. I want my people free to worship me. And Bill, when you look at that, that is the battle that has raged ever since.
Yes,
these
exactly.
pharaohs rise up around the world. They declare that they are God, that there is no God. They declare themselves to be atheist or secularist. And then they start to take control of people. That's exactly what happens. They mm-hmm. they want to abuse God's people and eliminate their ability to worship him. But the good news is, and the hopeful news is, that the simple act of worshiping the God of the Bible, being salt and light in our culture, is what's needed most to preserve economic freedom. Because I believe that the mother of all freedom is the freedom to worship God Almighty.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Those who worship Him bring in freedom. We're the ones who are tolerant. We tolerate other people's right to worship freely. What we're asking for is to not be oppressed from worshiping the God that we believe in. And when that freedom does exist to worship Him, all other freedoms, freedom of speech, the freedom of thought, economic freedom, will exist. So we have to protect the freedom to worship God.
Amen. And when you talk about economic freedom, I mean, this comes from God's commandment to be fruitful and multiply. I mean, like God would call you to do something that he didn't ensure in his own design. I mean, like it was some sort of theory. I got this theory, you know, why don't you guys just go out there and do your thing and, you know, be blessed and it'll all be good, you know, kind of thing. like you've ever known God to be that way?
Well, God created man to be a producer. The doomsayers of the world see us only as greedy, evil consumers. Mm-hmm. And so they predict peak population, you know, we're all going to starve. All of these theories are complete nonsense, because when a person is free, as you pointed out, Bill, when we're free to actually work and produce as we were created in the image of God to do, man creates more resources than they consume.
Exactly.
And that's how you have massive population growth, but also an excess of goods that go along with that population growth. In the 1800s, there were 4 million people in America. Today, there's more than 370 million. And yet our resources have grown exponentially. And the reason for that is we've been free to use our God-given creativity to be producers. And that's, you know, you're going to laugh at my economic insight there, but that is truly the reason that we have flourished, is that individuals have had the liberty to actually do what God created them to do. And that's why we've surpassed all other economies in the history of mankind.
Exactly. I'm not laughing. I'm screaming hallelujah here, Chuck, because what happens when that occurs is man is elevated. Isn't that what God wants? The best that you can be. I mean, we want the best that our neighbor can be, because that encourages all of us that if we're doing it God's way and we see examples time and again, that really snowballs and creates a powerful force. I mean, look what we were able to do just in recent times. I mean, we were told that America could never be energy independent. And to your point, we did it God's way, and here we were. We were energy independent for the first time in a long time. We were looking at Middle East peace. We had four Arab nations coming to the peace table to meet with Israel when they said this would never happen. And I mean, just one miracle after another. And it was because we started to unleash this natural God-given resource that's inside of all of us, where, you know, truly, as we said earlier, that the people could rejoice again because righteousness was present.
Absolutely, Bill. And there's so much more that I would add to that. Just thank God for what you're doing. Thank you for advocating for freedom. It is so essential for all people to flourish, not just one, but for all of society to flourish. We flourish by God's design when we are free.
Amen. He's the CEO of Crown Financial. His book, Economic Evidence for God, linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. How can they be in touch with you, Chuck Bentley?
Crown.org. Very simple web address, crown.org.
Boy, great resources there, right? All these things that we're talking about, to where you can be the steward that God wants you to be, and even in these tough times, because with God, there's always the way, isn't there, Chuck?
He is the way and the truth and the life, and we are so privileged to know Him and that He has brought us into His marvelous life.
Thank you, Chuck Bentley, for being with us. Take care. God bless.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Spring is officially here, and Amazon Layaway is helping you get warm weather ready. With Amazon Layaway, you can reserve items by paying 20% of the price, followed by 4 equal payments over 8 weeks. Visit Amazon.com/layaway to shop everything from vacuums, kitchen appliances, and closet organizers to lawn equipment, grill accessories, and patio furniture. Amazon Layaway offers thousands of must-have home essentials from favorite brands like Black & Decker, Weber, and Craftsman. It's payment flexibility without credit checks, interest, or cancellation fees. Simply reserve your items by choosing the Reserve with Layaway label near the product name to place your layaway order and begin payments. Once payments are complete, items will ship with the speed and convenience of Amazon that you know and love. Amazon Layaway may not be available to all customers. Terms and conditions apply. Visit amazon.com/layaway to learn more.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is voting today on a bill to help ease the baby formula shortage. It will give emergency authority to the WIC program. That means people who rely on WIC vouchers for food assistance could use them for any brand of formula and not be restricted. This as these moms in Portland, Oregon say it's been a struggle for months to get formula.
I posted on Facebook. I have my dad looking at Walmart in Mexico. I have my friends and family looking.
I've gone to 4 or 5 stores in a day looking for formula.
Gas prices jumping another 4 cents overnight. The record high for regular in the United States is now up to $4.56 a gallon. The highest prices are out west, where the statewide average in Alaska, Hawaii, Oregon, Washington, and Nevada are all over $5 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. I got a real treat for you. Cheryl Chumley is back with us. Yes, the best-selling author of Socialists Don't Sleep. Her new book, Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. Cheryl, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
It's so great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, Cheryl, just ladies and gentlemen, for those of you, and I don't know why you would not hear or have heard about her before, she is a very gifted author and online opinion editor for the Washington Times, where she also serves as a commentary writer and host of the Bold and Blunt twice-weekly podcast, an award-winning journalist with more than 15 years of experience covering Capitol Hill state and local politics. Her publication credits include Newsmax, The Blaze, Washington Times. She is prolific, needless to say, and people are listening when she talks because she is a woman of reason and one that we need to hear in these days where America has lost its compass.
Thank you so much. What a nice intro. Thank you.
Well, it's the truth, Cheryl. I just so respect what you've done and the gift you are to freedom for the American people, because this is what's driving American people absolutely crazy, because they've been gaslit to such a degree they don't know who to believe, and they feel like the truth has got lost along the way. But we can be thankful for the truth that is so nagging that it always finds a way to come out, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, that's a good word to describe how the left has been busily using the pandemic for exploiting their personal political ambitions, gaslighting, because that certainly has been part and parcel of our national discussion for over 2 years. And the left continues to gaslight Americans, to outright lie, deceive, spin, and so forth, do anything they can to dance around the truth. And it's only to continue the fears which led them to justify their unconstitutional, anti-American, for the most part, crackdowns on liberties the last couple of years.
Exactly. And then, of course, if that's not enough, you know, you get Elon Musk saying, look, we've got to level the playing field. I'm going to buy Twitter. And kind of like with, you know, the Michael Jordan marketing idea that everybody wears tennis shoes, okay? And everybody has the right to freedom. And when we exercise said right, that's right, enumerated in our Constitution, it goes better for us. And so to his credit, he wanted to do this. And, of course, you know, the left went into the fetal position, sucking their thumb. They didn't know what to do. And the Biden administration said, oh, don't worry. We've got a great idea. We're going to take over. The mainstream media hasn't done their job. They haven't covered us to the degree and given us covering to the degree that we are especially excited about. So we're going to create the Disinformation Governance Board. And as executive director, we're going to have Nina Jankowicz, Miss Mary Poppins, come in and control the narrative. I mean, this is Orwellian at its basis. As its basis, is it not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is right out of a George Orwell 1984 novel of dystopian society, right? The Ministry of Truth. And
exactly.
I'm sure everybody's heard that reference now. But it's basically, in Orwell's book, the Ministry of Truth is actually more like the Ministry of Lies. And when you look at what this so-called disinformation board will do, it claims, of course, that it's not going to regulate or control. It's only going to helpfully point out for American citizens what information is actually true versus false. And so you know what comes on the heels of that is that it's not bad enough that the government is going to point out information and label it for us Americans. What comes on the heels of that is, of course, control. And it'll
exactly.
start basically by guidance, recommendations, and then it'll get harsher and harsher until our First Amendment freedoms are gone.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, and like we can believe in what they have done, all you have to do is look at what they've done. And how is, I mean, even Nina Jankowicz has exposed herself, you know, for the ideologue that she is. I mean, she was the one that reinforced the idea that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. So how much credibility does she have in this position?
Well, I don't care who it is. You know what? In this, first off, to answer your question, she has zero, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's
right.
a far leftist tool. That's it. But I wouldn't even want someone that I agree with 100% of the time in that position, because I don't believe that position ought to exist in America.
Amen.
And you know, too many times there are viewpoints that are expressed that forget that in America, we have certain God-given rights, and we don't need the government to deem whether those rights are proper or improper. And even if we have somebody on our side that is telling us that we have those rights, that's still a little bit of an infringement of a God-given right, because we don't need them telling us that. So
no.
The idea of this position, this board at all, is egregious to me. And Senator Tom Cotton, to his credit, has already introduced a bill deeming it unconstitutional and trying to do away with it. So good work on the part of legislators and senators right now.
Well, hopefully Tom Cotton can fall on his sword on this, you know, on behalf of the American people, because I agree with you. I mean, this is worthless. We don't need this. I mean, look at this. The marketplace of ideas where free speech reigns is what has made America great. It is what will make America great in the future. We have throttled that down at a grave expense. We've dumbed people down to such a degree that they're willing, for the first time in our history, to surrender our constitutional rights, all our freedoms, for the sake of socialism. Really? That's the big exchange, the offering here that was, again, introduced in part. Of course, this has been going on for quite a while. But, you know, Barack Obama brought it to the forefront in claiming that this was going to be the fundamental transformation of America. And the question I had then, and I still do, fundamental from what to what?
Yeah.
The transformation. Right.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought up Barack Obama's statement, because here we are living out his vision for America right now. We've got the leftist loons in front of the Supreme Court protesting against a case that never should have been ruled in favor of women who wanted to abort their babies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that it it was an unconstitutionally ruled case anyhow. We've got this disinformation board being brought up by this administration. I mean, everywhere you look now, you have discord and division in America. And it's in areas that really there shouldn't be discord and division. Mm-hmm. By and large, Americans are pretty much traditional in their viewpoints. But we're getting things like, you know, the 1.2% of the LGBTQ movement and population impacting the entire society, shifting dramatically what's taught in public school systems. So it's just Barack Obama on steroids, what he promised America would turn into.
Well, in your book, Lockdown, the Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom, this is it. I mean, you spell it out. I mean, in so many other platforms, you could not have the freedom to share what you share in lockdown. But it is available for freedom-loving patriots so that they understand that I am not crazy. This is exactly what's happening, right?
Yeah, I do spell it out in lockdown. I first talk about things that maybe were underreported or not even reported during the pandemic that the left used to justify unconstitutional and even immoral overreaches on private free citizens. And even more importantly, I take that and I look ahead where the left is leading us right now. Because there's a lot of people that think, well, if we just get through this pandemic phase, and once the government declares the pandemic over, we'll go back to normal. No, not so. And you can, if you pay attention to the news, you can already hear the whispers and not so whispery rhetoric of those same bureaucrats who locked us down for 2 years, who are setting the stage to lock us down again. And so I hope people out of this book, they take my warnings and take them at their face value and really dig in for the fight, because it's not going to go back to the old America unless people fight for it.
Exactly. Well, Lindsey Graham, you know, cast the warning during the Kavanaugh hearings. He confronted the Democrats quite passionately. He pointed out that their lust for power and control was such that they would do anything. And he says, I hope to God you don't get it. Well, guess what? They got it. We needed to do more than just hope to God. We needed to activate our citizenry, our citizenship in such a way that it protected our constitutional rights and freedoms. We've got more from Cheryl Shumley. Got to go to break. Stay with us.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
We're back with you, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. We're talking with the author of Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom, Cheryl Shumley, who is also the best-selling author of Socialists Don't Sleep. They are a force unto themselves, and you know, the idea that socialists don't sleep, I mean, this isn't something that we realize just in the modern era. This has been going on since the beginning of the founding of this great country of ours, has it not?
It has. You know, there have been socialists in public office. Card carrying open socialists in public offices for decades in America. The difference nowadays, though, when we have socialists in office, first off, they don't very frequently call themselves socialists. They soften that label and say that they're democratic socialists or progressives or even Democrats nowadays. There's really very little difference between what those different labels advocate for in America. They're all far leftist and they're all collectivist, globalist. Mm-hmm. Yes. But the difference nowadays is that there used to be, even on the left, a love of America, right? The Democrat Party under JFK, decidedly yes. different, still loved America. Even the Democrat Party under Bill Clinton, as much as I detested his policies and politics, and I thought he had awful moral values, I never got the impression he hated America. That didn't come until Barack Obama. And if you look at what the Democrats have done with their platforms in recent times, they've wanted to remove God, which is huge. In a country built on God-given rights,
right,
how
exactly.
can you have politicians booting God, right? That's mm-hmm. the biggest war right now. And so these Democrats are actively working to, as Barack Obama promised, fundamentally shift the foundations of America so that we are something more akin to China or Cuba or any other nation of the world except free America.
Exactly. It's a march to a globalist entity, a one world government. No surprise. We were told that this was going to happen even before Barack Obama. For those who are spiritual, it is well documented that that will be the move. And this is the force that we see happening. And meanwhile, what is slipping away with every day and every action by these progressives is our freedoms. Trevor Loudon has documented, Cheryl, that there are well over 100 Democrats who are sworn Democratic Socialists, to your point. And so I say, how can they put their hand on the Bible and swear to defend this country and defend our constitutional rights against enemies, foreign and domestic? I mean, what are they doing? Are their fingers crossed or something as they take that vow?
Well, Well, they can't, right? Common sense is you can't represent the Constitution and swear to defend the Constitution and all it stands for while at the same time pushing for socialism, right? But what that shows is that the left has become so emboldened that they do not feel the need these days to disguise their lies. They only feel the need to maybe disguise their end game, right? Which is why you get, when you go to the World Economic Forum website, weforum.org, and you see Klaus Schwab, the founder of the World Economic Forum, in his own words, talk about the Great Reset and exactly what that means, which is another term to define New World Order, One World Order, Build Back Better. It's all one and the same. And you read that with your own eyes, and then you flip on the news, and you get the media and the left pundits on the news telling you that the Great Reset, that's all a conspiracy theory. That's the only thing they feel the need to conceal right now. And mark these words, soon enough, that will be out in the open, sold as a greater good for America. And those who aren't in line with the Great Reset, anti-Americans.
Right. Well, the fruit of this objective is quite clear. It is evident with Ukraine and Russia, what's happening with food. We're just on the horizon of realizing food shortages, unprecedented. And I don't know if you saw this, Cheryl, but just the other day we had the 17th food distribution center in the United States that has been either utterly destroyed or attacked, three of which were taken out by airplanes. I mean, this is all very suspicious, and especially at a time when we realize that Ukraine, being such a critical breadbasket to Europe, and it being under fire and attacked by Russia, you already know that there's going to be a shortage of food in Europe as a result of that. And now here in the United States, and the mainstream media is not reporting on this. You know, what is going on?
Yeah, this isn't just, you know, suspicious or talking points for an interesting discussion. This is like a 12-hour clanging alarm in America.
Exactly.
And food manufacturers, food distributors, the agricultural industry need to, honestly, at this moment in time, post armed guards outside their areas of production, because this is what it's come down to. 17. I mean, come on. Do we need more of a wake-up call about what's taking place in America right now? And I'm tired of Christians in particular sitting at home biting their nails, or worse, not even paying attention because they think, well, I'm in the church. I don't have anything to worry about. Well, you know, the rest of the people in America that Christians are supposed to evangelize to, they have plenty to worry about. And it's our duty to stand up and just fight any way we can, because we're not going to have an America by the time Joe Biden's first term is done with if we don't really fight for it now.
Well, God established the church for a specific reason. And you get in the Bible, in the book of Revelations, where Jesus is walking through the lampstands, the seven lampstands that represent the churches. And my admonition to the churches today is you need to reread that and see where your lampstand falls. Are you honoring God? Because all this is unfolding, to your point. And the church has a responsibility for a time such as this, because in God's economy, you know, you may think that God is disconnected, but there always comes that appointed time. And I believe this is where we are right now in light of all that is happening, this movement to a one world government, this reset, the fourth industrial revolution, you know, people speaking out like Bill Gates, you know, saying, you know, he just doesn't believe that the earth can manage the population. So if there's, you know, a culling of the herd, somehow that's acceptable. And, you know, what this is all heading to is a predicted end as far as they're concerned, just like there was a predicted end for the 2020 election, Cheryl.
And I agree with what you're saying. And for those listeners who are sitting there thinking to themselves, well, what's the point of fighting? Because it's all in God's control. It's all hurtling toward an inevitable end anyhow. Well, my answer to that is that you need to be on the side of right. just yes. because there's an end coming. And we already know that we've won, right? That doesn't mean you just sit home and put your feet up and eat chips and watch TV. You know, there are people out there who are hurting that are uncertain about which door they're going to enter, the door to heaven, the door to hell. And that's yes. what we need to be fighting for. The battle of principalities is what's taking place. And, yes, all these political and cultural little skirmishes are important to get involved in, but we should always do it with the end game in mind, that when you as a Christian stand before Jesus, that you can say, hey, I fought to the end. Because Amen. To me, that's what he wants to hear, right?
Exactly. And if we're going to have any effect on our family and our immediate loved ones, I mean, you have to be aware, because God has given us the warning and he's empowered his church to be an effective tool for a time such as this. Cheryl Lockdown, why did you have to write this book?
I had to write it because I was so disgusted with the lies of the government, and more than that, the quick cave of the American people to bow down to these lies. You know, when I saw churches close on government demand, I just thought, this is revelation days. I mean, when else in history do churches say, yep, we're afraid of a virus, we're going to shut our doors? At a time when the people need the churches most, they weren't there. And so it was just one lie after another. And my book really categorizes some of the lies that, you know, readers may not even be aware of, your listeners may not even know about. So I hope people read the book, get a real understanding of all the deceptions, and arm themselves with the truth to really get involved in the fight.
Well, you're exactly right, Cheryl. There was such a preponderance of deception and lies out there that have conditioned the minds of American people. I mean, to such a degree that here we are, we've got a judge that says, hey, the masks are illegal, you know, burn them, you know, get rid of the mask and everything else. And people are they've been so conditioned for 2.5 years to have this mask. It's like a like a blankie of some sort, some security, you know, blanket that they've got to hold on to that does no good whatsoever. But yet they are going out in their lives, living under fear and condemnation towards those. I'm wearing a mask. How come they're not wearing the mask? Just because the judge said not to wear the mask. How dare they? Right?
Exactly.
It's insane.
And
yeah.
Look, I wasn't late to this game. I was early on, one of the early voices in April of 2020. I wrote a piece for the Washington Times called "The Coronavirus Will Go Down in History as the Biggest Political Hoax." 3 days later, I wrote another piece for the Washington Times saying that forced face masking is a civil rights offense. Both those pieces I was vilified for, along with the dozens and dozens and maybe even hundreds I've written since, critical of the government's response to the coronavirus. But look at where we're at now. And the reason I bring up those two early pieces is because I want people to understand that, you know, I was right on this very early. So when I'm giving you these warnings in lockdown about what's to come, take them seriously, because
exactly.
our country is at stake, is really.
Well, you're exactly right, Cheryl. We need to listen to the people who have a track record. You have a track record. I mean, even Senator Blumenthal says falso in uno, falso in omnibus. You know, if you're wrong in one thing, you're wrong in everything. And we've got too many Fauci and other government officials that have been wrong in one thing. They're wrong in everything. Cheryl, look forward to having you back as we continue this conversation, because chances are, I'm sure, we're going to have plenty to talk about.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for all you do for America.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of external...